In episode 566, I'm going to be sharing with you five powerful ways to master the inner game of business. Get ready. Let's dive in.
The Melissa Ambrosini Show.
Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, Comparisonitis, and Time Magic. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Mastering the inner game of business. I have five tips for you today. Grab your pen and paper, write these down. The first one is protect your energy. As an entrepreneur, your energy is one of the most valuable assets that you have. It dictates everything from your performance to your decisions to your productivity and so much more. So put simply, if you don't have enough energy, your business is going to suffer. So caring for and safeguarding your energy doesn't just include the usual culprits like eating a nutritious diet, moving your body daily, and getting enough sleep. It is also crucial to avoid energy zappers like people-pleasing, spending too much time on social media, and hanging out with people who deplete you. So if you want to master the inner game of business, the first thing you need to do is protect your energy, okay? The next thing you need to do is create the conditions for mental clarity. So if your brain is always racing and trying to do a million things at once, it is going to negatively impact your work performance, not to mention the rest of your life, okay? So not only does a chaotic mind make it hard to focus, I'm sure we can all relate to that, it also makes it harder to tune into your intuition and make strong decisions and see the bigger picture. So the antidote is to create the conditions for mental clarity so that your brain has the space and the bandwidth to perform at its peak. So my favorite technique to achieve this is meditation and breath work. I love those two together. They're like the perfect combo, like peanut butter and jelly. Now, I aim to get on my meditation cushion twice a day. It doesn't always happen, but when it does, I feel amazing. And the mental clarity that I get from that, oh, it's so good. So I just do 3 minutes of breath work and then 20-minute meditation straight after that, first thing in the morning, and whew, it is a game changer, okay? Try it. Just try it for a few weeks and see how it feels for you. So number two is create the conditions for mental clarity. Do whatever you have to do to create those conditions for yourself. And for me, meditation and breath work and also being outside in nature are hugely powerful catalyst for me to get that mental clarity that I am seeking. Yeah. So let's move to number three, take radical responsibility for yourself and your business. I see this a lot. The people that don't succeed are the ones that blame others, blame their coach or blame the economy or blame crypto or blame someone else for why their business has not succeeded, when really they need to take responsibility and ask themselves, am I actually showing up fully here? So take radical responsibility for yourself and your business. It is very tempting to point the finger at external circumstances when things go wrong. But in reality, this attitude, it diminishes your own power and can potentially spiral into a victim mentality. And we don't have time for victim mentality. We don't. We are here to have the impact and the income that we truly desire. And victim mentality slows us down and blocks us, okay? So learning how to take radical responsibility in your business, in fact, for actually everything in your life is like having a secret superpower. all of a sudden, you have the ability and willingness and the mindset to change. So you can also improve and you can also find solutions for any situation that the universe throws at you. Okay, so that is the power of responsibility. So the next time something doesn't go well in your business, whether it's a product launch or a client call or whatever, resist the urge to play the blame game and curl up in a ball and binge on an entire series. Instead, I want you to control the situation head on and ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? And how can I pivot and improve next time? This is a key mindset that successful people have. Whenever they hit a road bump, they ask, what can I learn from this experience? And how can I pivot and improve for next time? This proactive approach takes guts, but it's like a cheat sheet for achieving success and creating momentum. And trust me, once you have seen how powerful it is, you will never go back to the victim and blame game ever, okay? So that is number three, take radical responsibility for yourself, for your life, and for your business, okay, my friends? Number four, upgrade the stories that you tell yourself. Every single thing that we tell ourselves is a story. Broccoli is healthy for me. Broccoli is good for me. Broccoli is going to make me strong. They are all stories, okay? Wi-Fi is bad for me. Wi-Fi is going to make me X. That is also a story. We have positive stories and we have negative stories. And most of us think in habitual ways without even being aware of it. And over time, these thinking patterns get ingrained as stories that can become self-fulfilling prophecies, okay? So consider how many entrepreneurs convince themselves of things like, it takes at least 5 years to turn a profit, or finding new clients is hard, or finding new leads is hard. And so it's hardly surprising when these beliefs become their lived experience. What you tell yourself will manifest. The stories you tell yourself will manifest. So the solution is become aware of the stories that you are telling yourself and do the work to upgrade them. Write down all of the healthy stories that you're telling yourself and write down all of the unhealthy stories and then ask yourself, is this story useful? Yes or no? And if the story is useful, like broccoli is good for me, that's a useful story. Moving my body every day is good for me. That's a useful story, okay? There are so many not useful stories that we play around over and over and over and over in our mind that are not serving us. So ask yourself, is this useful? If the answer is no, delete it and upgrade it with a more useful story, or just come back to the present moment and get out of your head and don't tell yourself a story at all. Just be present, okay? So imagine the shift in your approach and therefore your results when you replace those stories with ones like, my success is inevitable. My ideal clients need my unique expertise. Imagine if every day you just started telling yourself useful, positive, and inspiring stories, and you deleted all of the other ones. Literally, how you delete on your keyboard, I want you to delete those stories from your mind today. Make a commitment to yourself. Let's do it. So that is number four, upgrade the stories that you tell yourself. And number five, think bigger. I cannot tell you how many entrepreneurs I meet who are focused on building their income by 5 or 10% or who want to increase their following by 100 subscribers a week. There's nothing wrong with those goals per se, except that most people aim small. Most people lack the courage, the drive, or ambition to aim big, which means, ironically enough, that when you are playing in the small pond like everyone else, there's actually more competition and it's harder to achieve those goals. So when you think big, on the other hand, you are suddenly in a much smaller group. Also, your thought process suddenly opens right up, generating solutions and ideas that are exponentially more creative. So I have a little hot tip for you. To understand this principle better, try this simple exercise. Ask yourself, how can I increase my income by $10,000 this year? Now, your brain will likely suggest minor adjustments and incremental changes. Now, shift to a bolder question. How can I increase my income by $1 million this year? This larger question forces your brain to break free from conventional thinking, to become more expansive, and to be truly creative. And even if you implement just a fraction of these ideas that you generate, this is where true innovation and growth occur, okay? So let's just recap these five powerful things that you can do to master the inner game of business. Number one, protect your energy. Number two, create the conditions for mental clarity. Number three, take radical responsibility for yourself and your business. Number four, upgrade the stories that you tell yourself. And number five, think bigger. Your inner state is as crucial as your business game. Aligning both ensures a robust, resilient, and thriving business and life. And best of all, when you commit to mastering your inner game, you won't just grow your business, you will transform every area of your life. How good does that sound? So I would love to hear from you now. Which one of these five things are you going to implement and work on today? Come on over to Instagram and tell me at Melissa Ambrosini, which one of these five things you are going to implement today. And if you liked this episode, please subscribe to the show and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, because that means that we can inspire and educate even more people together. And it also means that all of my episodes will show up in your feed, so you never have to go searching for a new episode. Now, before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you and your business. Your future self will love you for showing up today. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them, do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word.